This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them, so they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." A number of years ago at Riverside Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, they had a seminar for ministers on the subject of NDEs. It's an acronym that stands for near-death experiences. I was intrigued by the subject, so I went to this seminar. It was to all the Columbus area ministers, and they had a number of doctors speak, and they shared how that at the time some 8 million Americans, they estimate, have had a near-death experience. They defined it as this: a near-death experience is where the person senses that the self has left the physical body during a clinical crisis. 8 million people, they believed, have had experiences like this. They're amazingly similar, what they said. One anecdotal experience they told about, which fascinated me, one doctor told of a 5-year-old girl who had been blind from birth. 5 years old, she's never seen a thing in her life. Had a near-death experience during heart surgery. When she came back, she told of things she saw. And she described relatives in detail what they looked like. She described flowers. She described things that this doctor said could only be described, get this, by a person of sight. A blind person could not describe what she described, only if they had seen in their past. And so he believed that this was a true near-death experience, something out of the norm for a 5-year-old girl who had been blind from birth. Having said all that, what I want to share with you today is not about a near-death experience. I want to talk to you what Jesus talked about, a DE, a death experience. 2 men died, a rich man, and don't read too much into the idea rich man goes to hell and the poor man goes to heaven. That's not the emphasis. It just happens that that's the way it was. The rich man lived in luxury. He wore purple. Only people of wealth could wear purple in the biblical times. Most people wore the drab, cream-colored, brown-colored cloth that you see in the biblical dramas. That's what they wore. And this man is so wealthy that this poor man named Lazarus literally camps out at the window. Lazarus is so poor that it says he longed to eat what fell from the rich man's table. I want to talk about that. Never understood this for years until someone explained to me that wealthy people back in this day and age would literally use bread as a napkin. Gravy on your mouth, you would take a piece of bread, you would wipe your mouth with it, and then you would throw the bread out the window. No screens, no windows back then. And so this man, Lazarus, literally would lie at the window of this rich man hoping to catch a piece of bread. Maybe he would throw a chicken bone out with some meat on it left and just throw it out the window, and he would eat what scraps were literally thrown out the window. You talk about poverty. To have to wait for somebody to get through wiping their mouth with a piece of bread and throwing it out, when that's to show you how poor he was. Lazarus is in such bad health, he's covered with sores, and it says something very unpleasant. Even the dogs came up and licked his sores, which means this: nobody cared at all for him except the dogs. There was no Social Security, there was no welfare, there was no SSI, Medicare, Medicaid, none of that. He was totally at the mercy of anybody who would give him anything.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.